with your spirit.
A reading of the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You are the salt of the earth. But if salt loses its taste, with what can it be seasoned? It is no longer good for anything, to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city set on a mountain cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and then put it under a bushel basket. It is set on a lampstand, where it gives light to all in the house. Just so, your light must shine before others. They may see your good deeds and glorify your heavenly Father." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. Some of my favorite childhood memories revolve around the dinner table. And growing up, we ate dinner together every night at about 5:30 p.m. And if you were not there, you did not eat. There was no DoorDash, no Uber Eats. You had to be there. You remember those days? And I was very blessed because both my mom and dad are really good cooks. I mean, look at me. Do I look like I'm starving, right? And very, very blessed. But most of the time, my mom was the one who did cook. And I remember one time my mom made a meal and we sat down to eat and I bit into it. And as you know, I have no poker face at all. And as I bit into the food, I made this face and I actually spit it out to my napkin. And my mom looked at me. She was not very happy. Neither was my dad. And my sister bit into it as well. And she spit the food out as well. And my parents were getting very mad at us. My dad bit into it. He looked at my mom and said, "What did you make?" And finally, when my mom tasted it, she spit it out. And she looked at us. She said, "Make the list. We're going to McDonald's." My mom put something in it, or she admitted something, so it didn't quite turn out the way she intended. And we still laugh about that story to this day because it was probably the one and only time that we didn't like something my mom made. Because let's be honest, food matters, does it not? And we love good food. And I guess, I'm guessing today that later today, many of you are going to gather to watch the Super Bowl, and you're probably going to have some of your favorite snack foods, and that's kind of what makes it important. But when food doesn't taste well, that also matters too. We don't like that. We have our own preferences. And in this beautiful gospel today, Jesus gives this beautiful image of salt and light. And he's warning all of us not to lose our flavor of who we are as disciples of Christ. And as passionate as we get about food, we should be even more passionate about who we are as his disciples of Jesus. So my dear friends, this gospel is such a beautiful reminder today because it reminds us not to lose focus of who we are, not to lose the mission of who we are as Jesus' disciples, to go out in that world and to be salt and light to those who need it the most. So salt has many purposes. And we see that in salt, often it's supposed to preserve you. And disciples, we're called to resist corruption. So how do we do that in our daily lives? We do that by resisting gossip, by striving not to be dishonest. We strive not to be negative in our words and actions, but to strive to be positive in what we say and do. If people leave us and they're worse off, that's not good. But if people have a conversation with us and they're better people because of it, you're living this gospel out as Christ intended us. What are the best ways that we can live out this gospel, my friends, to be salt and to light to others? Is to encourage each other, to support each other, So many people in our lives are hurting around us. And our Lord is asking us to live out this gospel by building people up by what you say and what you do. There are times in our lives when we are down and out. We need people in our life to be rooting for us, encouraging us on. So I ask you today, who in your life do you need to encourage more? Who do you need to give support to? And you know what? One of the best things that we could do as disciples of Christ? How about you smile once in a while? Sometimes I'm outside shaking hands. Good morning. Yeah, good morning, Father. And it's usually the same people week after week. 99% of you are smiling to feel the joy, but you know what? Sometimes I think, God bless their families. So we're going to gather today, or not. I'm more worried about the Olympics, to be honest, than the Super Bowl today. But you know what? Smiling at somebody once in a while could go a long way. We all have our trials, and we all have our stuff that we go through. But we can't ever forget that the greatest gift we have in our life is the fact that Jesus Christ has risen from the dead, and heaven awaits us. Active engagement. What does that mean? It means not sitting on the sidelines. It means my Catholic identity is the most important thing in my life. And I'm going to be a voice for people who need me, rather than hiding, not doing anything. There are a lot of people hurting in our world, are there not? So from conception to a natural death, every single human life has meaning and value. Does not matter where you come from, where you're born. Every single human life is a gift from God. And if we used our voice to help people, to be advocates for people, could you imagine how wonderful, how loved that person would be? One of my best friends, he's a priest in the Archdiocese of LA. In the world's eyes, he would be considered an illegal. And he lives every single Sunday. He's out there preaching, serving God's people. He's so loved by so many. But yet he lives in fear every day. He looks same skin color as me. I just happen to be born in Torrance. He was born in Mexico City, came here at 5. He's no less of a human being than I am. You get what I'm saying, right? In the gospel of Jesus, Jesus is telling us to love all people. And we have the opportunity every day to love people by being a voice for people, by loving people. So let me repeat this once more. From conception to natural death, every single human life has meaning and value. That is one of the foundations of our Catholic faith and of who we are. So, my dear friends, your life is a gift from God. And you have an opportunity every day to make the world taste better, to make it world flavorable by how you live. And I hope and pray that you will be known by the way you live your life, by being compassionate, loving, forgiving. I don't want any of you to be bitter and angry and grumpy. So let's strive to live this gospel out. Because if we truly lived out our Catholic faith, the world would be changed overnight. Jesus Christ loves each and every one of you so much. Now it's our turn to love people. And to love them for who they are, despite our differences. And Jesus is saying, go out and be the light to each other. Do not lose your flavor. Remember, in heaven, we're all going to be together. We're all going to be all together for all of eternity. So let's try to love each other now and live out this gospel, which can be hard. But if we listen to Jesus,
It won't be too hard, because it's pretty simple. Jesus is saying, love one another. Love one another. And help those who need your help the most. Amen? So who is our Lord asking you to help today? Who is he asking you to bring the joy and encouragement in your life that you need? Let's really pray at that right now. Just think of one person. If you can't think of anybody, come talk to me after Mass. I'll give you about 20 people, okay? Think of one person right now that you can encourage so that they will know that they are truly loved.